Hi, this is Paul Evans, CEO of Nicheology and the founder of The Profit Academy. And welcome to the four essential pillars of online business success. Now, this is more about mindset than mechanics, even though we're going to talk about mechanics some. But that's one of the mistakes that I see over and over again in business is people get so enamored and wrapped up with the process, with the method. And that is important, but it's more important to get your head right first, to understand what your long-term goals are and how you are going to affect the market. 23 years ago, I opened my first business. It was a fitness center. Didn't know what I was doing. All I knew is that I loved to help people get in shape, and I wanted to be in shape myself. So that was a natural beginning for me. It's so often that people begin their online business really doing things that are completely unnatural. It's as if they think that, well, as long as I understand a couple of little rules, then I'm going to be able to make money online. Well, think about the offline world. No one would start a restaurant who had never cooked a meal. No one would open a car repair shop that had never repaired a car, because you've got to go and learn about all those things first before you're able to come back and actually provide value to the market, right? So one of the easiest ways to start with your online business is to start with things that you already know and love. And we often discount this for some reason. We believe because it's natural for us, easy for us, or that we like it, that there's something wrong with it. We're always looking at somebody else's life and saying, wow, if I only knew what he knew, if I could only do what she does, then I would be successful. Well, you've got your own success right within your own life, and that's really the first pillar. And the first pillar is market value. What is it that you can bring of value to the market? What do you already know? What do you love to share? Who do you want to help? And I think that that is an essential key for long-term success. When you make this commitment and say, these are the people that I want to help long-term. Now, in the beginning, you may not get that precisely right off the bat, and that's fine. Part of business is the ebb and flow. It's learning along the way. It's making adjustments. You know, no product began as it ended up. Along the way, there were redesigns, there were new concepts, there were new additions until the final product made it to the marketplace. Well, the same thing is true. You may decide, hey, I'm really interested in personal development, but along the way, what you really know is that you can help people not just set a goal, but you can help them achieve a goal. And so that would be the value that you bring to the marketplace. Another holdback when we start looking at our own personal value is that we look at the professionals. We look at those who are really dominating the market, who are the experts and authority, and we say, well, since I'm not like them, I really don't deserve to be in the marketplace. Not true. Think about it as a scale of 1 to 10. And the people that we often look toward are the 10s. And we say, if I can't be a 10, I might as well not serve the marketplace. Well, if you're a 3, you can serve 1 and 2. If you're a 5, you can serve 1, 2, 3, and 4. If you're a 7, you can serve 1 through 6. And provide amazing value. So I want you to write down who you love to serve. People that you cannot wait to help. Now, what you'll notice is that the people that you love to serve will also be in an area that you love to learn. Look at your bookshelves. Look at what you're already learning about, where you're investing, things that you're very interested in, and you've spent a lot of your life already being interested in particular subjects. Why not share that information, what you've learned, take your spin on it, and go to the marketplace? It'll be highly valuable. You know, when I look at all of my years of working out and training in fitness before I ever entered the fitness industry with my fitness center, I had a lot of things that I had learned on my own. Now, I'd read books, I'd done training, but when I went to the marketplace, what I brought was what worked best for me, what I had discovered, and I began to share that. So it's a culmination of your own experience and your education. So don't be afraid to share that. It does not have to be, quote, unique, and it doesn't have to be original. Simply go to the market and say, how can I best serve? Now, within Nicheology, watch the training videos on Find Your Niche. That's going to be a detailed look at helping you really anchor yourself in a market. You're going to learn about the things that are purpose-filled in your life, what you're passionate about, where you've got a proficiency and natural ability, and also about profitability. in the marketplace, so that you know you're entering a niche that actually has money to spend, which of course is essential. So the first essential pillar is market value. What market do you want to serve long term, maybe even lifelong? Commitment to this market, because you're starting a business. You're not simply trying to make a couple of dollars in the next couple of weeks and then shut it down. Again, using the restaurant example, nobody opens a restaurant to try to make money in the next month and then quit. I want to challenge you to make a lifelong commitment. If you're wanting to work from home, if you're wanting to make money online and this becomes your lifestyle, commit yourself to a market and serve them. Of making a tremendous difference over the mindset of I'm just going to try to get in here and make some money, and there's no plan, there's no rhyme, there's no reason. Get focused, make a lifelong commitment to your market. Now, the second essential pillar is to master the basic mechanics. This throws more people off than anything else under the sun because it's so easy to get tripped up about all the new terminology, all the things that don't make sense, all of the steps that have to be taken that, you know, are not intuitive right off the bat, because Maslow is in play with this. Maslow's laws. So first you've got what? Unconscious incompetence. It's when you don't know what you don't know. So when you decide, I'm going to go into online business, you don't really know what you're getting into until you suddenly are flooded with all these terms and ideas and concepts that you've never heard of before. And then it talks about conscious incompetence. That's when you do know what you don't know. And so you're starting to wrap your head around it and really move forward. Then there's conscious competence. It's when you begin to work and really have to think about what you're doing. It's kind of like if you go to the ski slopes, the first few times that you snow ski, it takes a lot of concentration, you're thinking, and you're worried about your position, your balance isn't great, so it's conscious competence. And then finally, there's unconscious competence. It's when it's so easy and it's so natural for you that there's nothing to it. And that's really the second pillar, is getting to the point of unconscious competence. So you've got to master the basic mechanics. What would some of those be? We've got to master being able to buy a domain name, right? It shouldn't be too difficult, but if you've never done it, it can be tough because you don't know if you're making a mistake along the way. So master buying domain names. Master your hosting and understanding the cPanel within your hosting. Now, I like to use HostGator, and so once you learn about that and you look at the tutorials on HostGator, you understand the cPanel, you understand how to create email accounts within your own domain, and you understand how to add a domain on. So you bought the domain name, and now you've got to add the domain name, right? You got to understand how to change the domain name registry. You've got to be able to take that DNS, the number that's given to you, and apply that to your domain name. Now, if you're listening to this and never done it before, it doesn't really make any sense. And that's why I've put together the Nicheology Profit System. In the 14-day plan that I show you, I cover all of these basic mechanics so that once you go through the 14-day system, you will have accomplished all the mechanics, but you'll be in conscious competence. You'll be trying to do these things. But after you've done them a handful of times, it will be natural. The first time you rode the bike, you fell off. But then you learned how to ride and it became smooth. You also need to learn the basic mechanics of your autoresponder. I love AWeber. That's what I use. But you've got to learn how to set up an account, how to add messages to that account, how to do broadcast messages, right? And I also believe that you need to master WordPress. Now, this has become such a revolutionary tool of getting sites online up and running fast that people used to think about WordPress as just a blogging tool, but now it is a complete website tool. And so master WordPress. Now, one of the best ways that you can master all of these things is to get you a disposable website. And what I mean by that is that it's a website that doesn't count. You don't have to worry about doing everything perfectly and worried about all of your customers coming and checking it out and you being embarrassed that it wasn't ideal. Don't worry about that. Register a domain name that could be mypracticesite.com that nobody will ever see. Nobody will ever come to that site. And on that site, you can experiment. You can try as many crazy things as you want, and it doesn't matter. because no one will ever see it. I see so many people quit because they can't master the mechanics because they tried to do it perfectly the first time. There's nothing in life that we do perfectly the first time. So give yourself some slack. Allow yourself a little bit of room to experiment and to try things. And if they don't work, don't worry about it. You'll learn it. It will be extremely frustrating at times, but along the way, it will all come together. So essential pillar number one, market value. Essential pillar number two, master basic mechanics. And essential pillar number three, perseverance. You've got to keep going. You got to keep focusing because you are going to want to quit. You got to keep going, keep working. Don't give up. Keep learning. Keep applying. You've got to get something productive done in your business today and every day because you can do it and you can make it. There are thousands of people online right now who are so close to quitting, and yet at the same time, they're so close to making it. Now, I'm in the position that I am in today because I didn't give up. Now, when my domain expired, on the day that I had spent $2,500 on traffic, I didn't quit. When I couldn't get anyone to promote my first product, I didn't quit. When my first website looked so bad it embarrassed the family, I didn't quit. When I lost a product that was 85% complete to a power surge, I didn't quit. When I couldn't figure out how to make a header graphic that didn't look like crap, I didn't quit. When I lost 32,000 members on an email list when my autoresponder went out of business, I didn't quit. When a programmer went AWOL and refused to update my membership and a 700 member site dropped to 76 members because that's all I could reclaim out of the 700, I didn't quit. Now, I won't lie to you. I wanted to quit. And when a programmer wouldn't fix my affiliate software and I had to figure out affiliate commissions manually and create manual payments, I didn't quit. When my shopping cart company had a problem during one of my launches and 93 new high-paying customers were lost forever, I didn't quit. You get my drift, right? You can make it, but you are going to want to give up and quit. I'm not going to lie to you and paint some picture that makes it sound like everything is just magic. There will be days that you want to quit. There have been many days when I wanted to quit, but don't quit. See, the best things in life come to those who don't give up, those who keep going when the going blows up. You can absolutely make it if you're going to persevere. A big part of perseverance is self-discipline. And Albert Hubbard says this about self-discipline. It's the ability to do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you want to or not. And listen to this from Herbert Gray. Successful people make a habit of doing the things that unsuccessful people don't like to do. Now here's an interesting truth. Is that successful people don't like to do them either. And there are plenty of things that I don't like to do, but I do. I take the action and I accomplish it. Successful people make a habit of doing the things that unsuccessful people don't like to do. And he also says successful people are more concerned with pleasing results, while failures are more concerned with pleasing methods. You see, failures want things to feel right. Failures want things to be easy. Failures want to buy a product that promises that someone brand new to the internet made $33,811.53 within their first 24 hours of being online. Now, we all know that's a lie and we know it's not true, but people want to believe in the easy. They desperately want to think that they can get something for nothing. But the successful people know that when you put the time and energy and effort into focusing on your business, taking action, while everybody else is waiting on something to happen, in the same amount of time that the dreamer and the failure tries 53,000 ways to make money online, and they buy everything under the sun, successful people bring value to the market, they master basic mechanics, and they persevere. And if you were to take two individuals, one individual that makes a commitment to the market, masters the basics, and perseveres over a two-year period, and then you also take another person who buys every product on the market, tries this and that, never really focuses, and give them 2 years, the person who focuses on the essential pillars is going to make it, is going to be successful, but the other person will never find success. And then the final and fourth and final essential pillar is personal growth. Personal growth. The better you become, the better your business becomes, period. Because the better we become, the more other people we cannot wait to help. Now, under the 411 of the site, I share about myself. It's under the About Paul section where I talk about May 4th, 1993. That's the day that my first wife, Sherry, passed away in my arms, and Samuel was only 4 weeks old at that time. So here's the amazing thing is that, or actually almost 5 weeks old. The amazing thing about that is that that was a priority shift for me. That was the point in which I realized my life could not be about me, but my life needed to be about others. And one of the greatest gifts that you can give to other people is to make yourself better. Because the better we become, the more other people want to be around us. The more other people are encouraged by us or motivated by us. You know, that's pretty cool, right? You know, the better we become, the more our customers want to hear from us and do the things that we tell them they need to do. You see how it works hand in hand? So you need to focus on your personal growth, on your physical, your financial, spiritual, social, relational, intellectual, all of these things, emotional, all of those areas, you need to constantly do something toward to make yourself better. And that might be actually doing something physical. I got up and I ran this morning and I rode my bike yesterday. I've had periods in my life where I really have a solid process on that, and other times that I really slack off. But I can tell you that when I am changing physically, it makes an incredible difference. Also, we need to be listening, we need to be growing, we need to be reading authors like Brian Tracy or Zig Ziglar, Nito Quabin, top-notch authors who are filled with integrity, with high ethical and moral values, so that we can learn from people that we want to be like. Now, as we grow personally, it begins to expand everything else in our life. And what happens is that when we grow personally, we begin to gain confidence. Listen, insecurity is dangerous. It is a poison that will wreck your business. It will wreck your life. As long as you believe you're nothing and you can't do anything and nobody wants to buy your products, that doesn't serve anyone. And not to get arrogant, but when you know that you've got a solid product, when you know that you can bring value to the market, when you know that you're going to help other people grow and they're going to be better off because they're associated with you, your business begins to accelerate because you are operating from a position of confidence and positive outlook instead of insecurity and negative outlook. So these four pillars are really anchors for your business. Here they are one more time. And also, I'd encourage you to listen to this short audio about once a month. And I'd also encourage you to listen once a month to Earl Nightingale's The Strangest Secret in the World. It was recorded, I believe, in 1957, and it became one of the greatest recordings of its time. It's about 30 minutes is all, and I'm going to put a link to it right under this audio here at Nichology. But here are the four essential pillars one more time for online business success. Market value. Make a lifelong commitment to serving your market. Second, master basic mechanics. Get you a disposable website and experiment. Go through the Nichology Profit System, the 14-day plan, and it doesn't matter if you ever sell the product that you set up or not. Just go through and master the mechanics. Pillar number three is perseverance. You're going to want to give up. Don't. Self-discipline is the ability to do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you want to or not. Successful people make a habit of doing the things that unsuccessful people don't like to do. You're going to want to quit. Don't. And then finally, the fourth pillar, personal growth. The better you become, the better your business becomes. Concentrate on these four pillars. Make them an anchor and a foundation for your online business. Thank you for listening. Success is not an accident.